Hello. Greetings in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise Him. 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 Tonight I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you from your busy schedule this week. And I know today is Thursday. And tomorrow going to be Friday. The time is going by so fast. So I just want to welcome you tonight on the call. And before I go any further, I am going to ask the Holy Spirit to be here in our presence tonight. That way the Holy Spirit will lead and guide. And that's what we need. So before we do anything, let's welcome the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let him reign, let him reign, let him reign, let him reign. Hallelujah, Lord God. Tonight we come, Lord Jesus. We come to you tonight, Lord, and we bow ourselves before you, and we are in your presence tonight. In your presence, oh my God, is certainly joy and peace. So, Father God, if there's no peace in our life tonight, I call upon the God of peace, which is Jesus Christ Himself. You said you will leave your peace. You said your peace you will give unto us. That's what you said. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You reign and you rule. So today we come and we thank you for that peace. We thank you for that joy. We thank you for your everlasting mercy that you bestowed upon us. We thank you for every single thing. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. So tonight we come, Lord God Almighty. And I ask you, Lord God, to hide me behind the cross and let you, Jesus, come forth and be glorified. Come now, Holy Spirit from the living God, and come and dwell with us. You know, Lord God, I am just clay, and you want to live in me. You want to live in every single person on the planet Earth. How are they going to know about you, Lord God, unless the preacher is sent? And who's going to send that preacher? You. So tonight, Lord God, I thank you that we all are sent according to Mark 16. Wash us and cleanse us that we may be able to come boldly before the throne of grace and to seek your mercy in the time of need. Precious Holy Spirit, we welcome you this night. Come in now. Change us from the inside out. That way we will be fit for your use. Heavenly Father, your word declare that Jesus, you said, when you leave, you will not leave us comfortless. You said in your word, according to John 14, that you will send the comforter. And when it comes to the comforter, he is going to lead us and guide us. He will show us things to come. Tonight, I know nothing, but you know all things. So I rely on you, every single person under the sound of my voice, either tonight, tomorrow, the next day, even if they listen to the recording. Under the sound of my voice, Lord God, they will know that only you have the answers to every single thing. So tonight I come and I hide myself behind the cross and I let you come forth and be glorified now through me and through every single person on the line. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, minister now. I pray. In the name that is above every single name, we believe that when we pray, we receive. Because the word of God is alive and it's powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. We speak the word tonight. Let everything that is done, let it be done decently and in order. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you now. in the name that is above every single name. Every single name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. May the manifestation of the Holy Spirit be on this meeting, that when you leave tonight, you will never be the same. As you know, we are in prophetic deliverance training, and the Holy Spirit have to teach us some things. Yes, we do study, but the Holy Spirit is the teacher. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We're supposed to talk about deliverance. But I believe the way things look right now in the spirit, this is a long study. It's not going to be one night, but it has to be incorporated in what we're doing here. Because everything that we do, the Holy Spirit is the teacher and the guide. When you read 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about some of the different gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to talk about the gifts tonight, but I want to talk about how to be led by your spirit. Because in deliverance, in prophetic deliverance, you have to be able to be led by your spirit. Leading by your spirit, it is very, very important. Some of you might have the eyes to see. Some of you may have the capability of being transported to different locations. Some of you may be able to interpret. Yeah. We're talking about prophetic. The prophetic is a supernatural gifting. I'm not talking about prophesying. I am talking about prophetic deliverance. And in that deliverance, you have to know how to be led by your spirit. Because the Holy Spirit knows all things. And when you go in front of individuals, when you're released to go and start doing deliverance on people or in your family, wherever spirits are manifesting, you will now have the capability of having the eyes to see, to hear, to know how to execute. You will be able to know how to detect these spirits. You'll be able to know how to call them out. But how are you going to know this? You have to be led by your spirit. There is a scripture in the Bible, I believe it's in Romans. It says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are God's children. When Jesus was leaving the earth, he told his disciples, occupy until he comes. And it goes over to us too. The word of God declared in Mark, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He was just not only just speaking to the disciple alone. He was talking to us also. How are we going to be effective? How are we going to get the job done? We of ourselves cannot do it in the flesh. So we have to be able to be led by her spirit. There's nothing spooky about this. When you read 1 Thessalonians 5, let me see something here. I think it's 20, I think it's 23. Let me see. That's what I do every time I come on the line. I have to be led by my spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5, he says, and the God of peace, Jesus said he's going to give you peace. Sanctify, that means he's going to set you apart. Make you holy, he's going to make you whole. So once Jesus come into your life, once you give your life to Jesus, I'm not talking about speaking in tongues because that is a gift on itself. I'm talking about when the Messiah, when your brother Jesus comes and change your life and you give your life to him, you are now the sons of God. You are now his children. God is a spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you look at John 4:24, you will see it. John 4:24. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John 4:24. Where is John 4:24? Let's see if it's right. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must. You must, no matter what you do, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm not talking about tongues. I'm talking about getting to know him, getting to know the Holy Spirit. Getting to know who the Holy Spirit is, getting to know that the Holy Spirit has been sent back here as the third party of the Godhead to help you to continue with the finished work. So if God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, who are we? Who are we as the child of the king? When we give our life to Jesus, we are transported from one life to the next. We are out of the flesh and now we're walking in the spirit realm. So this is where our heart condition changes, but it have to be developed. It have to be trained, just like a little baby. When the little baby is born, come out of the mother's womb, he doesn't come out drinking, eating food right away. Mommy, okay, while we're in Jamaica and the baby's born, they're totally different. Over here, they just throw them in the milk. No, or put them on the, no. In Jamaica, we give the baby something that they call glucose. As a matter of fact, they give him some minty because they're saying that when the baby comes out, the stomach is so sensitive. So they start nurturing the stomach with something light, light, something very light. And that lightness mean glucose. We get it from England. It's something in a like a little, fine, salty, grainy looking thing. You mix it up in water, give it to the baby. You give it a little mint, and the baby, get on down until the breast milks come down. Then the baby start getting milk. Then after that, a couple of months later, the baby start getting porridge or whatever you want to get, and then you start giving it table food in a concept, just like they would do over here. But we have certain different steps in Jamaica. We went a little bit slow with the baby system. Now, here is the same thing. You have to be trained, you have to be taught. How are you going to be trained? The Holy Spirit. And then you might have a teacher like Jesus taught, was teaching the disciples. I don't know more than anybody else. It's just that I read, have the Holy Spirit give me insight. I have different types of books. I have different types of Bibles. And then the Holy Spirit, and then I start reading, and then I meditate and I relax for the whole day. I may pray in the spirit. Even though I'm throughout the day, I'm still ministering on the phone with different individuals. I'm getting myself conditioned. I'm getting myself still. If the Holy Spirit want me to go a different way, I'm getting myself to know what way, to just to hear his voice. His voice does not necessarily mean he's going to speak audible, that I'm saying, oh, Ruth, do this. No, I may hear it in my heart. I may hear it in my heart. And that's where he lives. That's where he lives. That is where he lives. 1 Thessalonians. Shima kiti mekima. Shima kiti mekima. Shama korima ba korima. Estelere hende ke la mefana matoto. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5. You said the first, we just read it right now. The God said he's a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And some of you guys, if you know how to chat, not me. I mean, you know, you could talk because we have somebody here. Sonia is in the chat room. Okay. And you could, you know, communicate. But for me, I'm not into that. But you could communicate with her. And she could give you some insight while I'm even talking, okay? So, you know, you could communicate one with another in the Zoom message here, this Zoom teaching here, okay? All right, so let's go over here. First Thessalonians 5, it said, the God of peace is going to sanctify you. And he said, you pray the whole spirit, soul, and body. There you go. Your spirit, that's the insight. That's what's going to communicate with God. That is the communicator with Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit, that Jesus said when he leave, he's going to send the Holy Spirit, according to John 14. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he is going to lead and guide, and he will show us things to come. So let me tell you something. Listen to this. Get a Bible that you can understand. Once you understand that one, get another translation that may be in a new English form that break it down, because a lot of people say they don't like the King James because it's too many D's and D's. You know, but you know, I like it. All right. But it's everybody's preference. You have to get something that you like, that you know that you're going to enjoy studying the Bible. Okay. So 14, he said, if you keep my commandment, what is his commandment? His commandment is you love thy neighbor. Love him and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's his commandment. That's his commandment right there. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give unto you a comforter. The comforter will abide with you forever. What is the comforter? Who is the comforter? The comforter is the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Some of us out there tearing down people to do this and do that, they don't know no better. Pray for them. Have the Holy Spirit go and fish them. The Holy Spirit now is supposed to be the fishers of men. Let the Holy Spirit release. Even if you go out there evangelizing and talking to somebody, pray before you go. Pray before you leave your house. Pray before you go out, because you never know who you're going to meet. And ask the Holy Spirit to speak through you, because basically, he's the one who's going to lead and guide. He's the one who's going to tear down the person's heart. You can't do it. You can't beat him down. You can't drag him down. The Holy Spirit is the one who's going to draw the individual. And then when you come down to verse 26, he said, thus comforter, which the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the same person, whom the Father will send in my name. So the Holy Spirit is going to come in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit represents Jesus. The Holy Spirit is hearing from the Godhead and relating to us, giving the information to us. So that is so important. Yes, we want to cast out demons. Yes, we want to lay hands on the sick. But it is very, very effective when you understand that the Holy Spirit, you need the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. You need the Holy Spirit to tell you what to do. So you have to get up every morning, every night, the 24 hours in a day, and welcome the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I don't know what to do. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Holy Spirit, I'm reading this and I'm not understanding. Open my eyes that I can see. Give me spiritual understanding that I may understand what you're trying to say. And if I'm not getting it, send somebody in my path. And when they come, let me know. Let me know is the right person because they're going to come talking about you. They're not going to come talking about themselves. They're going to come talking about you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need you today. So that's why that is so important. We're going to jump over to the Holy Spirit because what are we doing? Prophetic deliverance. And if you're being led by the Spirit, you're now the sons of God. Because the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. So when we become the sons of God, the Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5:20. I think it's 23. I was just looking at it. You go look at it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Go look at it. If it's not 23, it's 22. But you go look at it. You take some time. I'm not going to go over it again. You take some time and you check and make sure that what I'm giving you is right. It is very important that you check and recheck and make sure what you're getting is from the Word of God and not but from man. Because this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work. My father, Mark Sorella, always say that to us when we was in training. God rest his soul, my daddy. Miss him so much. He said, this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Honey, we need the Holy Spirit of the living God. When the Holy Spirit comes, it's going to bear witness with our spirit that we are the child of God. And if we are the child of God, we should be able to do what Jesus did. He said, greater work. Okay, let me get the scripture. Let me get the scripture. Let me go into my, see, I'm using my Google, okay? What I'm doing, the same thing I'm doing, you could do it. Search scripture on greater works. There it goes, it comes right up. Truly, truly, I tell you, whosoever believe in me would also do the works that I do. And then when you continue going, let me go into John 14, 12. I mean, the Bible is here for us, my dear. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye that believe on who? On me, Jesus. The works that I do, the works that I do shall, that means you shall do greater works. You will do greater works. You are the sons of God. You were born out of God. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, when you give your life to Him, you are now become the sons of God. You are His child. You bear witness with his, that's what it says. Our spirit bear witness with him that we are the child of God, children of God, child of God, the same concept. You're going to do greater works. We are going to do greater works. So, in this prophetic deliverance, we are supposed to do what Jesus did, an even greater. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is now working through us. The Holy Spirit is now working through us to get the job done. Greater works. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in this place tonight to teach us how to do greater works. Let us hear from you. We want to be able to do prophetic deliverance, but we want to be led by our Spirit so we can do the work of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the candle of the Lord. It searches all the inward parts of the belly. It's the candle of the Lord. The Spirit of God is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The candle of the Lord. What is a candle? If you're in a dark place, if you don't have light, you need to have some light. You need to have some light. Where are you going to get that light? You have to have something to get the light on, to turn the light on. We are in modern technology now. No, we have light coming through, you know, different things. You know, I don't even know because I don't know nothing about those things. But I know light. I remember when we were growing up in Jamaica, we had light. I mean, when we start having light, it comes through the electric wire, electric cord, whatever you want to call it. We used to have lamp. We don't have, you know, we hardly use lamp anymore. Modern technology is the same concept. The Spirit of the Lord, that are the spirit of man, the spirit of man. Let's look at Romans 20, Proverbs 20, verse 27. You gotta know the word of God for yourself. I'm speaking to the Father in the Spirit. So if I'm speaking to the Father in the Spirit, don't worry. I'm building up my spirit. But don't get too caught up. Because if there's no interpretation, I'm building up my spirit. So Proverbs 20, verse 27. The spirit of man, the spirit that's inside of me. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So my spirit man needs to be lit by the Lord. This is very important. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is going to come. He's going to light my candle. And when my candle is lit, I'll be able to discern. When I go out to do prophetic deliverance, wherever I am going, in my house, out of my house, wherever, my spirit man is going to be lit by God himself. And I'm going to know exactly what to do because I am going to communicate with the Holy Spirit, because I am going to be led by my spirit. And when I'm led by my spirit, I will not go wrong because my spirit man is hearing from God. And let me tell you something. The word of God declares you must try the spirit. Try the spirit. Try the spirit and see if it's of God. No, you go Google that because I'm not going to go on my phone again. Google it because it's in the Bible. Try the spirit and see if it's of God. Try the spirit. Try the spirit. Try the spirit. Try the spirit. Because if I tell you something, even if it's in the word per se, you got to make sure that I'm speaking by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Because what's going on in Christendom and in the world today, honestly, we can't afford to be sitting down and listening to man. We need, they call it higher power, but you know what I'm going to call it? I'm going to call him the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost to get the information from the informational system to give it to my system, which is my spirit man. My spirit man got to be in tune with God. Proverbs 20, 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Think about this. Get this now. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man. So my spirit is the candle of the Lord. So that simple means my spirit man need to be lit, like I said, by the Lord. I need to be able to have this candle of the Lord talking to my spirit. The Father himself is going to give my spirit light. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So here I go, and in my spirit is the candle. So if I don't have the Holy Ghost, my spirit man is dead. And I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. You got to get that right. I'm talking about Jesus Christ living and reigning inside of me. And I'm hearing from him. And I'm knowing that he's the third party of the Godhead that's been sent back here to communicate with me. And I need that communicator. I need to hear from him. I can't go around in ministry ministering out of my flesh. It's just not gonna work. I need to hear from the Holy Ghost. Why? Because verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So my spirit that's inside of me is God's candle. It's Jesus's candle. Whoa. Are you getting this? Are you basically understanding what's going down? Are you getting it? The spirit, my spirit that is inside of me is God's candle. Go Google what a candle look like. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to look at a candle for myself. Lord God, this is real good nugget right here. Oh, I'm preaching myself happy. Oh, Lord, this is some good stuff here. Listen to this. Candle. Okay. I'm looking at a candle right here. And let me tell you something. The candle, this candle here is lit. The outer part of the candle is in a canister, like a can. The inside of that candle is a little wick. And then that's where the flame is coming out, the light. The word of God said in verse 7, my spirit man that's inside of me is that candle of the Lord. And that candle, that light is going to search the inward parts of the belly. It is searching the inward parts of our bellies. My God, my God, my God, my God. We need to be led by our spirit. We can't do no prophetic deliverance if we don't know nothing about the spirit. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. I'm going to have to fall in love with a candle. But you know, I never like candles. I know I have a daughter, son, that love candles. She love candles. And I just can, I'm going to have to get one of the ones that's not scented. And I just can't, I don't even know. I'm going to have to get maybe a fake one that I could put up and just look at it. The spirit, my spirit is the candle of the Lord. And I'm a child of God. And we should be expect to be led by his spirit. We should be expect to be led by the spirit. I mean, let's go to the Amplify. Let me go to my, anybody have their phone? Go to the Amplify. Go to the Amplify with the same scripture. Because I'm going it in my phone because I don't have my Amplified Bible here. But I'm gonna go to my Amplify. I'm gonna go to Proverbs 20:27. Bible, use your phone. That's what you pay for. These phones are not even working right anymore. So use them to your advantage. Use them. Proverbs 20:27. And I'm going to go to the Amplified. Shukadaya. Let me go to the Amplified 27 and see what 27 says. The spirit, you say your conscience, okay? The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. See that? My spirit is Jesus's lamp. It is searching and is examining all the innermost parts of my being. My belly, it's inside and it's searching. It is searching. It is searching. Oh my God, tonight. Father God, let us be led by your spirit. Father God, we want to be led by your spirit. Father God, we want to know your spirit. We want to know who you are. Before we go out and do any kind of exploit for you, we want to be Holy Spirit of the living God. Come and minister to us. Give us dreams. Open our eyes. Let us able to be see. Let us able to see. You are our lamp. Guide us, we pray. What does a lamp do? When you are in a dark place, you need light. A lamp give light. Where there is darkness. So the Bible is stating the spirit is a candle. And I could only believe that when I'm led by my spirit, I will be guided through the right path. And when I'm guided correctively, or when I'm guided and I'm being corrected by the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God is guiding me, I cannot go wrong. Oh God, we need the Spirit. We need to be led by our Spirit. We cannot make it without you, Lord God. We cannot make it without you, Lord God. We cannot make it without that candle. We cannot make it without that light. Oh my God, another translation said, the Spirit of God is like a light bulb. If I turn this light off in this house, if we turn the light off in your house, it is dark. It is dark. You, unless you know where you're located and you know your place and you know where you are, you know what I mean? If you know where you'll be able to feel yourself around. But if you don't know where you are located, you are lost. My spirit man need Jesus Christ, the third party of the Godhead, which is the Holy Spirit. And he said he's going to send the Holy Spirit back here to lead me and to guide me. Lord Jesus. And to show me things to come. My light bulb, my light bulb, my light bulb. My light bulb, oh my God. What it means, what it means, what it means, what it means, brothers and sisters. What it means, my daughters and my sons. What it means, what it means. God is going to enlighten us. He is going to guide us through his spirit. When you go out to minister, you can't go out without the Holy Spirit. I have some horror story I hear from different people going out to minister in the flesh, and these demons talk to them. They talked. I'm telling you. I am telling you. I'm not acting. I'm telling you. I see people that I work with in Connecticut. They go out to minister, and they come back with some stories. The demon talked to them. Just like in the scriptures, he said, Paul, I know. And Peter, I know. Who are you? Take out the Bible and read it. Take out your Bible and read it. He will guide you. How is he going to guide us? He's going to guide us through our spirit. The spirit of the Lord is the candle. The spirit of man. The spirit of man is candle to the, of the Lord. The spirit of the man is the candle. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. My candle is the Lord. My candle is the Lord. My candle is the Lord. My spirit man is the candle of the Lord. Your spirit man, your spirit inside of you, that is in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 or 22. I think it's 23, but I'm not really sure because I'm not even turning over there. You go check it. Your spirit, your true person, my true Ruth Elizabeth. My mom named me by an angel, Ruth Elizabeth. Whoever your name, whatever your name is, that is your true person that lives and reigns inside of you. And it needs to be connected to the Holy of Holies, who is the Holy Spirit. You need to have that connector. If your candle is out, you cannot move forward. The Holy Spirit needs to work through you. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. When we were born in sin. In order for our spirit, which is the candle of the Lord, to go back to Jesus and start hearing from the Holy Spirit, we have to give her life to him. If you're on the line and if you haven't given your life to him, it's time for you to give it to him now. Romans 10, 9 and 10. All you have to do is to repent. And if you did before, and you backslidden, but you're still online, ask him to forgive you from all your sins and to turn around. Make a 365 degree turn. You got to turn around. You got to turn around. You got to make a 365 degree turn. You got to turn. You got to turn, 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 you got to turn. And turn around. My God, my God, my God, my God, Spirit of the living God, come now and touch us from the inside out. Guide us, Holy Spirit, that we may be able to seek you, know you, and find you. You have already set the world. You have already set the word. You have already given it to us. Let us go and find it. Let us go and find it. Let us go and use it to minister to us from the inside out. We are the child of God. We are the child of the King. We are led by the Spirit. We cannot do nothing without Him. No prophetic deliverance until you are being led by your Spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Think about that. That's what we were talking about earlier. So we have to follow God. We have to follow what He said. When we do this, we're just getting ourselves into trouble if we don't. When we don't do it, we're getting ourselves into trouble. But when we do it, we are able to hear from Him. We're able to be led by Him. Our physical senses cannot do this. We need to be led by the Spirit. How are we going to be led by the Spirit? Through the Word of God, knowing His Word. Let Him speak to us. Let Him saturate us. Take the Word of God every single day. Invite the Holy Spirit. Let Him come in and be your guide and get out of your mental stage, because that is not going to help. We need to walk in the Spirit. Not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about building up your spirit, man. Because the Father God said by His Word that He is the candle. And we need the candle of the Lord, our spirit man. Man is the candle of the Lord. My spirit man is the candle of the Lord. Oh my God, we should all jump and praise tonight. We've been talking about this for a while now. God must guide us. He must give us insight through the Spirit. We have to understand that we cannot do nothing without the Spirit guide, the guide of the Holy Spirit. He does not lead us through the flesh. He leads us through the Spirit. We must understand this. The nature of man cannot be led by nature, cannot be led by head knowledge, cannot be led by the physical. It has to be led by the Spirit. We must understand that man is a spirit. And when Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit sit up there in Genesis 1, He said, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." If you look in Genesis 1, 26 to 27, what is God's likeness? Who is God? If we are the sons of God, our spirit led by the Spirit of God, then in Romans 8, 14, it tells us, while we are led by the Spirit of God, we are now becomes the sons of God. If we are led by His Spirit, if Genesis 1, 26 says, that we are like God, we are made after God's image and likeness. Who are we? We are a spirit. We have a soul, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We have a soul and we live in a body. So that means our mind is our intellect, our mind. Our soul, and we live in a body. We have to be led by her spirit. I'm loving this. I am loving this. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading me and guiding me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my spirit is your candle. My spirit is your candle. Lord, I thank you for Proverbs 20, 27. My God, my God, my God. Glory to the King of kings, and the Lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, Ramamande. Oh, Kola Masitiribe, Remangulaba, Let me see something here. Let me go into Philippians. Cause my Bible is all messed up. Let me go to my phone. My Bible is a mess. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Gotta be like Paul tonight. But I am hard pressed. I'm gonna go into King James. I don't want to go into the Amplified. I'm gonna go into King James. Verse 23. Oh, he said he, you know, that means, you know, he's betwixt. He having two. One of them is the desire to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh, it is more needful for you. So there you go. He's in the flesh to minister. And he have confidence. I know that if I abide and continue with you, he said he have joy and he have faith. And he is rejoicing in the abundance of Jesus Christ. So let me tell you something. Paul understand because he was with Jesus. We now have to understand by the Holy Spirit. We now have to have the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. We now have to go to the Father and ask him who we are. We now have the Holy Spirit to invite him in every day. We're living in a body, and the body will die. It will go back to the dust where it comes from. But my God, we have assurance, knowing that if he calls us, he's going to give us the information, and he already did. He gave it to us in his word. And he's telling us, Ruth, anybody else on the phone or the ones who are going to hear after the phone, after they're going to hear it in the recording, you have to be led by your spirit. You must be led by your spirit to go forth to do exploit for him. You cannot do nothing for him in the flesh. It just ain't gonna work. And tonight we were talking about, and we've been talking about for almost an hour, how you can be led by the spirit. We are gonna have to continue this. Because this is not finished. This is not a finished job. You have to go take your Bible out in your quiet time, by yourself, and look it over again. The scriptures that we talk about tonight. Let's go over those scriptures again. I am not even going to tell you which one it was because you should have been taking notes. You know long enough that when you come online, you bring your pencil and your paper. You are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you have to be able to be trained to go out and to be able to minister to individuals. You just don't take this and come and sit down. The 12 disciples, they were able to go out and to minister. Yes, one of them was a Judas. But some of them was the Judas, but you know what? I guess we need some kind of Judas in the ministry because I guess they're going to keep us straight. They're going to keep you for you to know and see what's going on in the eyes and, whoa, my God. All right, I don't want to be like that. Oh, my God, I don't want to be like that over there. And I don't want to be like that over there. I don't want to be like that. I just want to be like you, Jesus. To be led by your spirit. How can you be led by your spirit? Remember Romans 8:14. As we are led by the Spirit, as many of us that are led by the Spirit, we are the sons of God. Because it says the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. And then we went over to Proverbs 20:27, And we found out the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So we found out that our spirit, based in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, is the candle of the Lord. We can't do nothing without the candle of the Lord. We are in darkness. You can't go out there and minister prophetically in darkness. You have to be led by the Spirit of the living God. Because those who are led by His Spirit are now the sons of God. We also talk about tonight, in order for you to be the sons of God, you must give your life to Jesus Christ. You must ask Him for forgiveness. Let Him come into your heart. Romans 10:9-10. These are the things that we talk about tonight. So you should go home, have them pencil them paper, write them down, and go over, because you need that light. You need that guidance from the Holy Spirit. You are led by the Spirit. For as many that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to be led by your Spirit. We found out tonight. I mean, you know what? We read this all the time. But tonight, Lord God, we wanted to make it to be our lifestyle, a part of our lifestyle, where we get the understanding, knowing, Lord God, that our spirit is your candle. And you need to come in and lit our candle, because the Spirit of the Lord, or the spirit of man, is the candle of the Lord. My spirit is your candle. So when I'm out of whack, when I'm not following you by my spirit, I'm in darkness. I am dead because I don't have no light. And you cannot move in dead places. You want light because you are light. And in you, there is no darkness. I want your light. I want your guide. I want your information. I want to be led by your spirit. Father God, I repent from not listening and not knowing and not hearing, that my spirit is not filled with your light. Forgive me, Father. Proverbs 20:27. Let it be a new revelation. My spirit man is your candle. My spirit man is your candle. And we also learn different translations that it's a lamp. And I need you to lamp me up. I need you to light me up. I need to be lit by you. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Lit me up. Light me up. Oh my God, consume me, Lord God, tonight. Consume every single person on the line tonight. Spirit of the living God, consuming fire, lift us up, light us up tonight. Let us walk in love tonight. Let us forgive every single person that has done us wrong. Let's redo a Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13. Let us walk in your light. Our ministry cannot work without love. Light of the world, come and lit us up tonight. We need you. Forgive us from all our sins. Forgive me. Let me stand in the gap for me. Let everybody on the line or off the line stand in the gap for themselves, because how are we going to go out and water somebody else's garden if our garden is not watered? I found out that about that this morning. Somebody have that, and I think they were talking about it, and I'm like, wow, let me water my garden. Let me water my garden. Let me water my garden by coming to you tonight, Jesus. And say, take my heart. Take my heart. Take my heart, oh God. Take my heart, oh God. Take my heart, oh God, and let me be like you. Take my heart, Spirit of the living God. Take my heart, oh God. Tonight, my cry is the cry of the Spirit. Where in you I move and I have my being. Tonight, I want you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I want you. Tonight, I want you. Tonight, I want you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, my soul, my Satan. Our next class. Let me see the date. It is going to be April 6th. It's going to be April 6th. April 6th, 2023. Yeah, that's when we're going to have our next class. Coming to New England in June. And I'm trying to fine tune my date in June. Every time I said I'm coming at one time, I have to. My spirit is like on ease. So tonight I'll declare that I'm going to have our healing school on June the 23rd. I will be there for the 23rd. And we are going to have a church that I am affiliated with in Connecticut, one of the churches. They're having a church anniversary on the 24th. And I wanted to have the meeting before, but you know what? I just feel led that I'm going to. So the 23rd, we are going to have it's a fire school. The Holy Spirit showed me myself ministering in fire coming from under my feet. So it's going to be like a fire school, but it's really dealing with healing and deliverance. Now, whoever you know or whomever you know that needs healing and deliverance, bring them there that Friday night. And after, thereafter, we're going to have our deliverance classes there once a month on every fourth Saturday. So we're going to be there July the 22nd, August the 26th, September the 23rd, October the 28th. November, I have it open. I leave it there until, okay? So I want you to put these dates on your calendar. My husband will be doing a flyer, and the flyer will be coming out. But put them on your calendar and pray, pray. We're also going to start again on Monday night, starting in April. On Monday nights, we're going to start prayer. And the prayer is going to be from 7:30 to 8 or 8:30. I'll say 8:30. So we're going to pray. We're going to have different prayer. 7:30 to 8. And I'm going to do the same thing, and we'll send out the information. And when we are praying, I mean, we could have a Zoom prayer call. And when you come on the prayer call, instead of not showing your face, it would be good for you to show your face on the call on that on those nights. We're also going to have Bible studies. And I think those Bible studies will start very soon. Like on Wednesday night, we may have Bible study, but the week when we're going to have the prophetic classes on the Thursday, the two Thursday. We won't have Bible study then. So therefore, we might have Bible study twice on, twice on Wednesday nights. So if you have two prophetic classes for the Thursday, then you'll have two Bible studies for that month. Okay. So you may have Bible study start April the 5th. Or you may not have, you may have Bible study start April the 12th, April 12th. Bible study. And then you'll have Bible study again, maybe April the 26th. So that's how we're going to do it. I'm going to put them on paper and send them out to you. And we do have Sonia is a part of the team. Sonia, my mom Monique, she will be a part of her team, and she will be doing a lot of updates for our system. She'll be doing our system work for the system and do the postings and the email. So you'll be able to get to interact with Sonia very soon. And when we go into the chat room for Zoom, she'll be able to communicate with you guys. That's a part of our function. So at this time, we're doing updates with the different names and the different emails. So that's why I was asking some people this week for their email. Okay. I want to thank you for being on the call. We're also going to have fasting. We're going to also have fasting on Wednesdays. I mean, fasting. We should be praying. We should be praying. We should be praying for souls, fasting for souls. We should be praying for our generation. We should be praying for our family, our neighborhood or location. So I'm putting all these things together, and you're going to hear all these things are going to be implemented in April. Okay. So I'm just going to try to make sure we have the right time for fasting. I may have it half a day, not too long. Don't want to burn people out. I'm gonna want to burn people out. 30 minutes, 6 hours instead of going for the whole day. Say you may fast from like say 7 to 12. That's good. 7 to 12 fasting, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's good. Every Wednesday, and we pray. We give all the information, and we pray and see what and see results. We need results. We need finances. We need finances in the kingdom. We need finances that when we go out, I'm able to have the finances to be able to go to the places that the Father wants me to go. So if you find it in your heart to give at any time, doesn't matter how much it is, just that when we go, we don't have to worry about, oh my God, if we're going to meet our needs, which we always meet our needs, but I felt led in my spirit to let you know I don't go asking people for anything. That's up to the individual to give. But tonight I felt led in my spirit. If you want to give, we do have a website, and it's theholytabernacle.com. You can write that down, theholytabernacle.com, and go to the part that says giving. And we do have the giving site up there, and it goes through PayPal. Okay, theholytabernacle.com. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 I don't know if I have any more announcement, but if we do, you'll hear from me throughout the week. But I want to thank you so much for being on the call, and I want to thank you for so much for sending me out and have confidence in me that the Holy Spirit is speaking through me, that you come on the line when I send out these, you know, invitation, okay? And these calls, this call tonight is not everybody online. This was only for the people who signed up. Not everybody signed up for this class. So let me tell you something. You are being trained. Take it well. Do not take it easily. You're being trained by the Spirit, okay? Amen. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. God bless you. Make his face shine on you. May he give you peace, supernatural peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we're going to have Monday night prayer. Yes, 7:30 starting in April. And we also going to have Bible studies. Yes, yes. And we're also going to have what you call it? Fasting. So if you could update that also, Sonny, we're going to have fasting. Praise God. And our next class will be April 6th. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, I thank God for you, my darling. You're doing a great job. Praise God. Everyone have a great night. May the blessings of the Lord run after you, overshadow you, and overpower you, that you don't even have room enough to receive. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're walking. We're being led by our spirit. There is no God beside you. We are being led by our spirit. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Father, we thank you and we worship you. Father, we thank you and we worship you. Father, we thank you and we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, kore mama, mo mama, ma. Shura mama, mama. Aya, na, 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 na. Oh, ikana na nando kulaba baba isando la laba sando la laba hi. Oh, ya na 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 yema kore ya ba yishando ya ba ma. Oh, ya mande kuramande riba ya biyando la laba kuramande riba steli dando lo kondo. O konda la laba sakala kuramanda la kanda. Oh, yekende. Shikiri ayabala mikinde. Oh, glory, glory. Na na na. Yama koreaba. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Have a good night, everyone.